Okay, Shomer Bosei, today's daf is Irvin Daf Tzadi Hey. We have a bit of a surprise for you today. We are finishing the 9th parak and beginning the 10th. That's not a surprise. You could look at the daf and figure that out. But if you've never learned Irvin before, and you're thinking, well, it's been a kind of a fun 3 months, but I'm quite about ready for a change in topic, and perhaps you were looking forward to Psachim, and thinking you only had about 10 or 11 blot to go, well, the last parak of Irvin is actually not about Irvin at all. So all of the waiting to get, if you were waiting to change topics, so we are going to do that for you right now, actually. We're going to finish the 9th parak today and switch to a topic talking about Hutzah and other things, but we start out with Tefillin, definitely within the realm of Shabbos, but not Hilchos Erevin. So let's learn the last bit of Erevin in Maseches Erevin, and then we'll go on to the 10th Perek and continue mount our charge towards Maseches Psachim. So says the Gemara. We're here on Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, and we had been talking about a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel whether we say Pitikra Yored Vesosim, that literally means the roof goes down and seals and closes off, meaning we can view the edge of a roof. If you go straight down, that will be a halachic mechitza. Whether you will apply that in four directions. If let's, for example, we had a case, Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel, if you have a gazebo in the middle of a field, and it's open on all sides. So do we say that the roof, if it's flat, if the roof goes down and will seal off the gazebo, the machlokes is whether you can carry within that area, let's say it's in the middle of Shusarabim, or it's in the middle of a Carmelis, or whatever it is, so can you carry within and underneath that gazebo? So Rav had said, I always forget, not always, I do forget right now, I think Rav had said you can only carry Dalet Amos, and Shmuel had said that it was, you're allowed to carry, no, other way around, Rav had said that you were allowed to carry throughout the entire gazebo, and Shmuel had said you only get Dalet Amos. So we're here, let's see here, where is it? It is, right, that's the last thing we quoted, Shmuel Amar Emet Dalet Amos, fine. So we're four lines up, Be'eser. So the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara says, Be'eser Kuli Amos, we're going to have two ways of phrasing it, but when does the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel apply? I mean, how big are these spaces on each side of, let's say, the gazebo or a house or whatever it is? So be'eser, if it's less than 10 amos, right? Again, if you remember, we said that less than ten amos between walls is going to be considered a pesach in the wall. It's going to be considered an opening. It's not going to be considered a broken wall. So if the pesach is less than 10 amos, so then kol yamal obligi. Then there's no machlokes, and everybody holds that you're allowed to carry within the gazebo, right? Even Shmuel will say, we'll apply Pitikra Yored Vesosim to a case where the openings are less than 10 amos. Ki pligi be yeser ma'eser. The machoges is more if it's bigger than 10 amos. V'igadamri, another way to understand, is that no, be yeser, if it's more than 10 amos, kule amol pligi, nobody, right? Everybody agrees that we don't say Pitikra Yored Vesosim, because that's just that's a huge opening. Right? You don't have a wall here, it's more than 10 amos, so we're not going to apply the concept of lowering the roof and making a mechitza. But Kipligi, the machlokes from Rav Shmuel, is Be'eser. So when it's less than 10 amos, in that case, Rav is going to say that we'll apply Pitikra, and Shmuel will say that we will not. So Kumar says, I have a Adam Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that Korah Arba Matir Bechurva? If you have, we've had this a couple times in the Masechta, if you have a ruin, and obviously the roof is bombed out, but you have a board going across the top of the ruin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to carry underneath that beam, because we're going to say Pitikra Yod Vesosim, right? If the board or the beam or whatever it is, we're going to say the edges of it go down and form like almost like a little tunnel or a corridor within the ruin. V'Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Kora Arba Matir B'Mayim. Same thing is true if it's over water. Right? If you have this board or a beam or whatever it is, right, we're going to say Peter Kiyar V'Sosin. The Gemara says money. Who is that? So the Gemara says it depends on how you understood the previous machlokas. And then you can attribute the opinions based on how you learn. The Hachlash Nedamar to Ezebesh Lo Plugi. according to the way of understanding the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that if it's less than 10 amos, they don't argue, and that's this case over here. We have a board going on top of a ruin. So then be'eser v'divrei hakol. So then we can say that halacha is according to everybody. But according to the second way to understand that they argue if it's less than 10 amos, so then karav, then we're holding like Rav, who says that you're allowed to carry underneath the board, you're allowed to carry more than 10 amos. We will apply pitikra yorid visosim. Lema Abai v'Rabba put the Rav and Shmuel come in for game. So maybe Rav and Shmuel is the same machlokas as Abai and Rava. Abai and Rava came after Rav and Shmuel. So maybe that's the same machlokas. Maybe Abai and Rava are arguing within Rav and Shmuel. The Itmar, because you have a different case, right? Case of Sukkah. Sike chagabe achsadra shiesh la petzimim. If you put schach on top of, let's say, a gazebo, that has pitsimim. Now, Rashi here defines pitsimim, if you look at the first Rashi on the Amud, as amudim kvuah b'mechitzosah pachos migimel. You have boards set up less than three tzvachim away from each other. Right? Again, we said if you have three tzvachim, so then you lavud. We apply the concept of lavud, and the boards are considered to be together. If you remember, two blot ago, Rashi did not say that that's what pitsimim is. Rashi defined pitsimim two blot ago, I think it was two blot ago, as these little boards that come out of a sukkah that has two long walls on either side, and the pitsimim come out on, let's say, the north and south side, and even though you have long boards and full walls on the eastern and west side, right, the little boards, the pitsimim with the little boards on the north and south side. So here Rashi explains it's a different case. Okay, I'm not sure, again, that's already... I'm not sure what the difference would be, but Rashi here definitely explains it like that we're talking about lavud, that we have these boards three tefachim away from each other. In that case, it's kshera, right? Ein l'ptimim, but if there is nothing, and meaning the gazebo is completely open, so Rabbi Amar kshera, Rabbi Amar psula, right? Rabbi says it's kosher, right? That's fine because he put the schach on top. Rabbi says no. Why? Rabbi Amar kshera, Amar pitikra yari v'sosim. But Rabbi Amar psula, Rabbi Amar psula, lo Amar pitikra yari v'sosim. Maybe it's the same machlokes. So lema Rabbi karav v'Rabbi kishmua, right? Maybe that's again. You have a gazebo, you have a roof. Do we say pitikra yari v'sosim? Seems to be the same machlokes. When it says, no, I'll leave it to Shmuel, Kuleyam, I'll plea, everybody agrees that according to Shmuel, it's not going to be good. Meaning, even Abai says that's fine, is going to agree that, right, meaning, Abai for sure says like Rav, but both of them are going to agree that Shmuel would not allow the sukkah to be good. But Kipligi Alibi de Rav. Now, Abai and Rava are only arguing within Rav's Shita, who says that we will apply Pitikar Yerv Sosim by regular gazebo, and Abai and Rav argue as if whether Rav would apply Pitikar Yerv Sosim in our case over here by the Sukkah. But Rava, meaning what would Rava say? I skipped a little bit. Abai Karav. Abai would say, like Rav, right? A lot of names here, so I'm just kind of getting confused here. And so Abai would say, like Rav, right, that we will apply it. For Rava, he would explain that Akan lo kama Rav hasam ela b'hani mechitos v'achsadra avidi. Right, Rav only says that you're going to say pitikra yard v'sosim if you have these mechitos, meaning the roof, really, or at least the, I guess not the roof, but the, I guess the pillars that are holding up the gazebo, right, that you have on all four sides. Right, so that is to hold up the roof, meaning that's for the gazebo itself. So therefore, we're going to apply Pitikra Yerav Yisosim because that's the whole thing was built for that purpose. Avalacha, the Hani Mechitza is not the Sukkah Avidi, but here the case is where you have these, the boards are not for the Sukkah itself, right? You just happen to have decided, meaning originally it wasn't for the Sukkah, now all of a sudden you throw Schach on top, oh, look at that, it's a Sukkah. So lo, so now we're not going to apply Pitikra Yerav Yisosim to help you out halachically because it wasn't actually built for that purpose. Right, in Echinami, right? And even Rashi says over here that you don't need the walls of a sukkah to be built for the sukkah, right? You can, we'll get to Masechta Sukkah soon, but I think maybe we've seen a couple of times that you can just kind of build a sukkah against a wall, build a sukkah against a tree, right? You can just throw up a sukkah. You don't need the walls to be for the sukkah, but we're not going to apply pitikra, right, if it's not built specifically for that structure. Right, that's what Rebbe would hold, that we won't apply that concept. Okay, that's dependent on whether the walls were built specifically for that structure. Okay, Rebbe Yossi Omer, and okay, so now going back to the Mishnah, right, we had said Rabbi Yossi had said that basically, if you look at the Mishnah on Sadi Dalet and Aleph, but again, what was the case? We had Chatzar Shenifritz Eloshes Rabbi Mishneh Chosea, right? You have a Chatzar that was breached on both sides, meaning the wall falls down on Shabbos. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, so it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, so the chotzer is still mutter, whatever you're dealing with, chotzer or house, the chotzer is still mutter on that Shabbos, but the subsequent Shabbos, right, you need to fix things. So Rabbi Yossi had said, well, you don't get the split. Right? Either it's mutter now and it's usher then, either it's mutter now and it's mutter then, or it's usher on this Shabbos and usher on the next Shabbos as well. So Iboilu, the Gemara says, on Tzadi Heim and Aleph, Rabbi Yossi lesser o lahatir. Meaning, well, okay, Rabbi Yossi said, well, if it's mutter this Shabbos, it's mutter next Shabbos, and if it's usher this Shabbos, it's usher next Shabbos. Well, what did Rabbi Yossi himself hold? Meaning, Rabbi Yossi is saying that you can't split it. It can't be mutter on this Shabbos and usher next Shabbos. That doesn't make sense. But what did Rabbi Yossi himself mean to say? So, Rav Sheish is lesser, v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan lesser. Really, he meant that you should be machmir, that is going to be usher. And on that Shabbos as well. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned that, right? So, right, because, I mean, it's logical, because in the Maisa, if the wall of a chatzar falls down, right, we're not going to just say, leave it there, right? Every ruin in the world, right, would have a status of a kosher chatzar. Right? All the ruins and all the archaeological digs in Yerushalayim, right? Oh, the wall falls down, well, okay. Well, since it was mutter once, it'll mutter be mutter forever, right? It's not very logical that he's saying that it's usher. We also learned the Raisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Geshim Shasur, and Lasilavo, just like the Chatzar is now Osir in future Shabbosim, right, because it doesn't have a wall there. So Kaka Sur and Lasa Shabbos, so too is also Osir today when the wall falls down. Itmar, it was said, Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Ushmuel Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we have a machlokas in terms of how we paskin. And the Gemara says, one second, Me Amar Shmuel Halachi, did Shmuel really say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning that it's mutter on the Shabbos when the wall falls down, but then you have to fix it the next week. Vatzan, then we learn in the Mishnah, I'm Rabbi Yehuda b'med, Amar Murim, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? This Mishnah we had on, just checking, on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, there's a couple of weeks, I think exactly 2 weeks ago. And basically, this is saying that whether, this Mishnah talks about whether you can make an Eruv for someone else without their knowing. If you remember, right, we have the concept of Zachin La'adam Shol B'fanav, but not Chovin La'adam Shol B'fanav. Meaning, you're allowed to do something for someone's benefit without his knowledge, and then you tell him later, but if it's going to be some sort of restriction or stringency or chumrah, so then you can't. So we said, B'med Varim Amurim, when can you make an Eruv for someone without him knowing? So that's B'Eruv Etchumim. No, other way around. When do we say that a person needs to know that you're making an Eruv for him, meaning that you have to be his shliach, he has to be aware of what you're doing? That's by Eruv Tchumin, because that is a chumrah in the other direction, meaning if you make the Eruv to the west, so now he loses the space he could have gone to the east. So therefore, in that case, because it's not only a zchus, it's also a chova, so you have to... he has to know about it. You can't just do it without his knowledge. Avo be'eruv chatzeros, right? If it, for an eruv chatzer, which is only right l'schus, it only helps you in eruv chatzeros. Now you can carry into the chatzer. Ma'arvin be'im medas ben shalom das. Then you can do it whether he knows or not. L'fi shezachin l'adam shalom b'fanav ve'in chavin l'adam shalom b'fanav. Right? Because you can be zocha for someone, or you can make a schus for someone without his knowledge, but you can't make a chova. You can't. Give him making a stringency for someone unless he knows about it. If I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel, and Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda is in the name of Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, okay, this is still good, right? Again, in our case, if you remember, Shmuel, Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the load, not only that, Ella called Makom Shoshan Rabbi Yehuda be'erivin, Halach Kamoso, that Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda anytime, right, we have a sheet of his in Erivin. That's still fine with our Mishnah. Why? What's the kash exactly? V'amar le Rav Chana Bagdata le Rav Yehuda, and Rav Chana from Baghdad said to Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Avilu b'mavoy shenitel koroso or lechiav. Even do we even hold like Rav Yehuda in the case where the korah or the lechi fell down in a mavoy? Right, again, if you remember there, that's our case, meaning where the wall or the halachic fixing that you did to a mavoy, right, if it falls down on Shabbos, is the halacha like Rav Yehuda? So here, meaning it's a Shmuel and V'amar Leim, Rav Yehuda said back to him in the name of Shmuel, Be'irvin amarti lechavalo b'mechitzos. That no, that the halacha is only like Rabbi Yehuda By Erevin, but this is an issue of mechitzos, of whether, again, the wall falls down, the lechi falls down, the korah falls down. So that's against what we said before, that Shmuel says the lechos like Rabbi Yehuda, because this is the case of mechitzos, it's not a case of Erevin. Yes, obviously it's a case of Erevin, but the whole ikker is whether there is a mechitza here or not, and that will affect the status of the chatzer, or the status of the mavui, or the status of the house. Right? You're not making an Erev necessarily with the wall that's around the chatzer, right? That's an issue of mechitzos, and whether this is a Rosh Hashanah Yochad or a Rosh Hashanah Avin. So if you're telling me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by Erevin, but not by mechitzos, so why is the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda in this case? So I'm Ravana, and Ravana said that the Dibur Mefarshim Leimin had the Shmuel, right? They explained to me what Shmuel meant. Kach in efforts of a karmelis. Kach in efforts of Rosh Hashanah Avin. Here, meaning, when is it mutter? When do we pass on the Rabbi Yehuda? When the chatzer wall breaks down and it leads into a karmelis. Right? That's only a din d'rabbanan. But in the other case, meaning when do we not say the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda? That's when it goes into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Because then you're going to violate, that's going to be an issue of a din d'araisa. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter to go regardless. And Shmuel, passing like Rabbi Yehuda, l'kula, if it goes into a karmelis, but not if it goes into Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, because then you're dealing with Otsal D'Araisa as opposed to a Karmelis, which is Dinim D'Rabbanan. Okay. So Shmuel was made go by the concern of D'Rabbanans, but not by the concern of a potential Din D'Araisa. Last Mishnah in the Perek. Habona Aliyah Agabe Shtei Batim, V'chein Gisharim Mufulashim. Let's say you have a roof by way of a Aliyah, by a second story, meaning like a second floor, on top of two houses. Right? So you have two houses, and you build like a second floor over both of them, and that goes over the middle space. Meaning, if you look at Rashi over here, it goes under, you have a Shusha Rabin between two houses, and you build a second floor that goes over, right? It's kind of a funny structure, so now the house looks like a ches. But underneath the house is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. V'chein gisharim ha'mufulashim, and so too. If you have a bridge over a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, let's say a highway or whatever it is, so then metaltim tachtayim b'Shabbos. Then you can carry underneath them on Shabbos, because you have a wall on both sides, and you have a roof on top, and you'll see exactly what we need to do. But this is similar, this is reminiscent of a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which we're, you know, actually kind of quoting here. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Chachamim Ostrim. The Chachamim say it's Ostrim. The Oda Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said also Ma'arvin L'Mavli Mufulash for Chachamim Masurim. And Rabbi Yehuda also said that you can make an Eruv for a Mavui that's open on both sides. And the Chachamim say that is not okay. Right? The Chachamim say again, if you remember, all the Mavui sugyas that we've been talking about were basically a closed Mavui. Then you had three walls, and the question was how to fix the open one. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you can get, you can even fix a mavui that's open on both sides, and again, Rabbi Chacham disagree. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says, "Lo tema ha'inu tema de Rabbi Yehuda mishum de kasavar shtei mechitzos d'araisa." Don't tell me that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda saying that you can carry under this bridge or the second floor of the building that goes over Shizur Abim, right? Don't tell me that it's because he holds that all you need d'araisa to close off an area is two mechitzos. Ella, rather, no. His reason is Mishum de Kasavar Pitikar V'Sosim. And simply because, not exactly what we've been talking about, if you have a highway and a bridge that goes over the highway, so you have two pillars on either side of the highway, that's the walls, and then you have the edges of the roof over the highway, i.e. the bridge and the roof, but it's a bridge, but it's still a roof, so you just say Pitikar V'Sosim, you have four mechitzos. Same thing if you have two houses on each side, and the second floor goes over the top of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, so you're going to have Pitikar V'Sosim, so that's really four halachic mechitzos. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says you can carry underneath. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye says, what do you mean? Yeser Alkein, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda said more than this. Mishi Yeshlo Shnebatim, again, this is a breast that we've quoted a bunch of times. Mishi Yeshlo Shnebatim, Mishneir Tzidir Shizur Rabbim, if you have two houses on either side of Shizur Rabbim, Otzalecha Mikan, Velecha Mikan, Okor Mikan, Okor Mikan, Venose, Venose, Ve'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda says all you need to do is put a korah or a lechi or whatever, and you can carry in between them, in between the two houses that border the Shizur Rabbim. What's the Chachamim Shita? Right, Ve'amrullah, and the Chachamim said back to him, That doesn't work. You can't make an Erev in Rishus Rabbah. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda requires to make, you need to make it into, you need to make an Erev. Not that you have Pitikra. So Amar Lei, the Mahi in Mehal Lekah. Meaning, in economic, from that brisa, that's where you get the reason. You're right. Meaning, he took it back. Right? In economic, that brisa tells me that the Rabbi Yehuda's whole logic here is because you only need two mechitzas for Rishus Yochid. But from here, meaning what I meant to say is that you can't learn that from our Mishnah. Right? Mehal leka lamashmalei. Right? That's not, you can't learn that from our Mishnah. But in Echanami, that Rabbi Yehuda does hold that two mechitzos make a Rishus Yochid. Here it would see what Rabbah meant was here it would seem the reason is particular v'sosim, but really we see the reason from the brisa is that he holds that two mechitzos will make a rishus yochid, and that's why he can make an erev. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says masnisin dami deka, and also makes a lot of sense in the Mishnah. The language of the Mishnah makes sense. Made the Ketani because it says ve'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda ma'arvin mavi mufulash v'chacham masurim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda also said you can make an Erev for a Mavoi that's on two sides, that's open on both sides, and the Chacham said no. So, if you're telling me that the logic in Rabbi Yehuda's first statement was because Pitikur Yerev Esosim, that's why the Mishnah said, and also, meaning now you're telling me that there's in the case where there's a roof, then it's Mutter, and in the case where there's no roof, it's still Mutter. Right, that's the extra va'od. That's the extra the extra chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda is teaching me. Eli Martin Mishud because Savar Shtei Mechitzos Daraisa. But if you're going to tell me that the reason is because two walls are midaraisa in our Mishnah, right? My va'od. What's the extra? Right, the case of the Mavu is also a scenario where you have two walls. So therefore, Shema Minos. Therefore, we see that no, in Echinami, that Rabbah said is correct. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda from the Braisa tells me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzos are Rishus Yochid Daraisa, but the logic in our Mishnah is talking about Pitikra Yorei Visosim. Okay, so then Hadron Alach called Gagos, and let us start the 10th parak in Maseches Erevin. So again, as we said, that this parak is not necessarily talking about Hilchos Erevin. What is it talking about here? Right, it really should have been in Maseches Shabbos. So Tosfos already asked that question. He gives an answer, perhaps, because we're going to talk about Tchum. Right? So that's that's an Erev. Ben spent a lot of time in Erev talking about Tchum. All right, at the end of the Perek also talks about Tchum. Either way, but that's we have this kind of 10-11 block break from Erev until we get into Maseches Pesachim. So the Mishnah says like this: Hamotzi Tfilin. If you find a pair of tefillin, and Rashi fills in the blank for you, right? Because the Mishnah doesn't elaborate. Basode b'makom shen nevodin. If you find tefillin in a field and they're going to get ruined, unless you bring them in on Shabbos, right? Generally, you can't carry tefillin, and we'll see. If you remember Maseches Shabbos, it's a machlokes whether Shabbos is zman tefillin or not, and that will come up in today's daf. But in general, we assume that tefillin are mukta. But the problem is that if you leave them here in the field, they're going to get ruined. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, rather, that machnisin zug zug. You can bring them in one pair at a time, meaning you should wear them. Rashi says, echa barosh, echa barzroa, put the tefillin on. Vainu zug kiderach shalosh ha-bechol, and wear it like you would do on a weekday. V'chozer tamir machnisin zug achar zug ad she'yechu. If you find 2, 3, 4, 5 pairs there, so you wear them, go into town, take them off, go back, wear them, take them into town, go back, etc., etc. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shnayim Shnayim, that no, you take two pairs at a time, meaning there's room, the Gemara will explain, but you basically wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time, and then you can take them into the city. But Medvar Memurim, what are we talking about? What does this whole thing apply? That's B'Yishanos, that's when the tefillin are older. Avo B'Chadashos, but if they're new, so then Potter, then you don't have to do anything. Meaning, you don't, you're Potter from... Right, Rashi says, Milach Nisan. You don't even have to bring them in, because we're concerned, Dilma Kameahim. Right, if they're new and they haven't been finished out, and you know you're not necessarily sure whether they're actually tefillin or not, it could be that they're a certain type of amulet, a square amulet or whatever, what have you. So if you're not positive that they're tefillin because they're so new and they haven't been finished, or maybe you just can't tell, So then you don't have any obligation to take it inside, and you just leave it there, and it's totally fine. Matzan tzvasim og mekrichos. If you found a lot of pears, Rashi says tzvasim means that they're ksharim. There are a ton of tefillin there. It's very, very, it's very, very heavy, and it's hard for you to carry it. So machshech aleinu mevi'im. So you can kind of, you should wait there until it gets dark, right, and make sure they don't get destroyed, and then you can bring them in after Shabbos. Meaning, if it would be impossible for you to wear them and get them in time, so kind of stay there and make sure they don't get destroyed. Uva sakana. But if there's some sort of danger, meaning the usually that refers to the government persecuting Jews who do mitzvahs, etc., etc. Rashi says here, list him. That you're afraid of thieves, okay. But either way, mechasan, machsan, or mechasan, v'holichlo, right? You can cover them up, and then you just get out of there. Meaning, if you're nervous about staying with them in wherever you found them, so throw a cover over them, and you can leave. Rabbi Shimon says, nosnan l'chavero, v'chaver l'chavero, atshe megia l'chazer achitzona. Rabbi Shimon says you can pull a trick. You can get 100 people, right? If there's 100 yards for you to carry, to go from the field to the city, get 100 people. Each one can pass, one to the next, one to the next, one to the next. And then you can got to get out of the whole hotzah issue, and then, bring them into the city. V'chein b'no, nosnan l'chavero, v'chaver l'chavero, same thing with your son. If you have a kid that you find in the field or whatever, he's outside. Rashi happens to say that he's born in the field. Not sure how that works or why the mother would be in the field, or maybe it was an accident. I don't know why he didn't just explain that. the little kid ran outside, or he followed his. He won't come in. Okay, either way, if you have a kid out in the field, so then you can also pull this move of give him to a friend, give him to a friend, give him to a friend, and right, even 100 people, if afilumea, says the Mishnah, right, until you get him inside into the city. You can even pull this this move with a barrel that you need to get into the city. Even if you go outside the tchum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can even go. That's a bigger chiddush that you can even go outside the tchum. So Rabbi Lo says, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, lo tahalech zu yosher meragli ba'alel. You can't take the barrel outside the tchum of its owner, right? We learned that items take on the tchum of its owner, so therefore you can't kind of play this game and take it outside of the tchum. All right, but either way, let's get to analyzing. The Mishnah. The Gemara says, Zug Echad in Tzfeilo. Right, according to Tanakama, right, you can say Zug Zug. That was the language of the Mishnah. Right? Right? Zug Zug. So according to Tanakama, you can only take one pair at a time, and not more. So Lema Tana Stama de Lok Rabbi Meir. Maybe this Tana is against Rabbi Meir. The Ik Rabbi Meir, because if he holds like Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar, right, what does Rabbi Meir say? Lovesh Komashi Yachalulvosh Utif Komashi Yachalatov. Right, Rabbi Meir says that if you're saving items from a fire, you can wear whatever you need, whatever you can wear, and get it out that way. Right, it's not like we learned in the Mishnah that l'sham motzi kol kli tashmisho v'lovish kol mashiach olovosh v'otev kol mashiach olatov. Right, if you're saving something from a fire. So you can wear whatever you can and carry whatever you can, right? And vahistama, and that's a stam mishnah. I mean, my demar Meir. How do you know it's Rabbi Meir's shita? Right? Even though stam mishnah Rabbi Meir, we prove it a different way. Right? The Katani Allah, because we learned about this. Lo beis Moshe uposhet, v'lo beis Moshe uposhet, v'afilu kol yom kulo div Rabbi Meir. You see that this is Rabbi Meir's shita. So maybe this is against Rabbi Meir, right? Maybe our mishnah says you can only wear one at a time. Maybe that's against Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi says, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Meir. No, that can even be, this Mishnah can even be Rabbi Meir. Because Hasam derech malbusho kachol shavir rabbanan. Because there, right, you can wear 10 coats at a time. Right, that's, Chazal said, you have to rescue stuff from a fire, right, based on how you dress, how you're usually wearing it on during the week there. And so too over here, right? You can wear it in the normal way of wearing it. Well, hasam de bechol the kama boy lavish since a person can wear as much clothes as he wants, so Chazal said, okay, you can wear as much clothes as you want. But what do you do on the weekday? De bechol nami zugechad in tefilo. How many pairs of tefillin you wear? Just one. So, Leni Natzalan Ami Zugechad in Tefillah. Right? That's also, Chazal only allowed you to wear one tefillin at a time. Right? It's the same exact halacha. You can only wear exactly what you would normally wear during the weekday, and that's by tefillin. That happens to be one at a time. Okay. Rav Gamliel, no more shnayim shnayim. Rav Gamliel says you can actually wear two pairs of tefillin at a time. So Micah Savra, what does Rav Gamliel hold? Because summer Shabbos man tefillin, who, if he holds that Shabbos is a time when you can wear tefillin, and is the Rashi here, or... right, yes, the Rashi is here. So if you look right across, right, who cares if Shabbos is his man tefillin, that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? So if you look at Rashi, I guess it's not here yet, but we could look at it anyway. If you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskal Tanakama Sovar, Shabbos man tefillin, so if you look a little bit later in the Rashi, right, it's right across, a little bit down from where we are in the Gemara, if you look towards the end of it, right, Kavan de Zman Tefillin, who, if Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, and you should be wearing your tefillin on Shabbos, then V'ika Baltosif, then you have an Isser of Baltosif, right? We know you're not allowed to add mitzvos. An example that the classic example of the Chazal give of adding on to mitzvos, which is Aser, is having, for example, five parshios of tefillin, or five species, right, Dalet Minim, Chamesh Minim, on Sukkot. So here, what are you doing? You're wearing two pairs of tefillin. Right, so you're adding on. It could be an issue of Baltosif. Right, so if you're telling... So if... What does Rabbi Gamliel hold in when he says you can wear two pairs of tefillin at a time to save them? If he holds that Shabbos is the time for tefillin and therefore you have a problem of Baltosif, so Zug Echad in Tfeilo, then you can only wear one pair. Right? Because otherwise you'll be violating Baltosif because it's a time to fulfill them. It's when you're wearing two pairs of tefillin when you should only be wearing one. V'ikasavar Shabbos loves man tefillin, but if you're telling me that Shabbos is not a time to wear tefillin, and u'mishamatzala derech malbush shor le'ribonan, and Chazal allowed you to wear this, right, just to save it, right, save it from getting ruined, so afil tefinami, so why stop at two? Right, you can wear three, four, five, right, you can wear 10 coats, why can't you wear 10 pairs of tefillin? It says, "La olam kasover Shabbos lav zman tefillin." Really, he holds that Shabbos is not time to wear tefillin. Aye, so why can't you wear more than that? V'chisharu rabbanan linyan natzala derech malbush m'makom tefillin. When Chazal said you can wear them and get them out of there like you wear them normally, that's only b'makom tefillin. You can only wear it on the place where you normally wear your tefillin. So you can't wear 10 pairs all around your head like you're the, I don't know, Statue of Liberty, right? When you have all the 10 things coming out of your side of your head. No, you can only wear it normally like you would normally wear a pair of tefillin. Ah, the Gemara says, Yihachi zug echad nami in tefillos. Okay, fine. So if you're only wearing it in the place where you wear your tefillin, so how many pairs of tefillin can you fit on your head and your arm? One. So why can you wear two? So Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Makom Yesh Barosh Laniach Bo Shnei Tefillin. So in a Hanami, I jumped the gun. I was wrong. You can actually get two pairs of tefillin in the space where you're allowed to wear your tefillin. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Har Nicha Derosh. So that works on your head, right? Because you have space between, as you'll see in the second of the Gemara, the space to wear your tefillin is between your hairline and the space where a baby's head gets soft. So you have space for two tefillins, and you've seen perhaps random people walking around with two pairs of tefillin. That's a good question how that works, but okay, either way, right? You do have space on your head. But the Yad Ma'ikal Meimar, where are you putting two tefillins on your bicep facing your heart? Like, what? There's no room over there. So the Gemara is Kidravuna. As what are you going to do? So Kidravuna, right? You'll do like Ravuna, Dam Ravuna, Pamim Shadam Bam in Asada, Vichabiloso, Al Rosho, Musalkan Merosho, Vikoshrim Bizro. Sometimes a person is coming from the field and is carrying something on his head. Right, they used to carry packages on their head. So what do you do? That's messing up. That could mess up your tefillin. So you take them off. You take the tefillin off your head and you tie it to your arm. So now you have the tefillin shel yad. You have the tefillin shel rosh tied on your arm next to the tefillin shel yad. So apparently that works. So you see that you do have room on your arm for both spaces. So ema damar avuna shelinyan hag behen derech bizayon. So one second. That's only so you don't denigrate and act in a bizayon de goy, right, with your tefillin shel rosh. You're going to carry a package on your head and right next to the tefillin, mess it up, push it off to the side of your head, push it below your forehead. Right, that's not appropriate. It's okay, so you tie it on your arm so you don't mess it up. But roi mi amar, but from where does you see that Rav Huna would say that it's appropriate to wear it on your arm? Right, this is only a bidyevit situation. Ella, rather no. Could the Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak makom yesh barosh sheroy laniach bo shtei tefillin? So achami makom yesh biyad sheroy laniach bo shtei tefillin. So simply, no. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, no, there is space on the arm next to. Obviously, it depends on how big your tefillin are, but there is space. The space on your arm facing right on the bicep facing your heart. It is actually big enough. That area is big enough for two pairs of tefillin. So that's why Rav Ben Gamliel says you can wear two at a time, because you do have to wear it in the normal way, but there is space for two of them at once. Tanya de Menashe, we learned the base measure of Menashe taught, Al Yadcha, Zuki Boris. You should wear it on your hand, on your arm, rather. Zuki Boris, that's the bicep. Beninecha, between your eyes, Zukod Kod, that is the Kod Kod. Heicha, where is that? So Amr de Rav Yane said, "Makom shemocho sheltino roface." Right, again, that's what we said, that that's the space between your hairline and where the baby's head would be soft when it is first born. So maybe this is a machogas within Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. The Tanakama last day Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Rav Gamliel is Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Right, maybe the machogas Tanakama and Rav Gamliel is. Whether there is within Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, who says that you have space on your arm for two pairs of tefillin, so the Gemara says, no, the kuli alma is by Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. No, everybody holds like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak that there is space on your arm for two pairs of tefillin. The machlokas, we're going to have a bunch of understandings of this machlokas. This is the first one, and then we'll call it for the day. One way to understand this machlokas is that everybody holds like Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, that you have room on your arm. But the machlokas simply is whether Shabbos is a time to wear tefillin or not, i.e., whether you have an issue of Baal Tosef by adding an extra pair of tefillin. At the Tanakama, Shabbos man tefillin he, Rav Gamliel Shabbos, Shabbos man lav man tefillin he. At the Tanakama holds that you should wear tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore any extra pair of tefillin is going to be an issue of Baal Tosef. And Rav Gamliel holds that no, Shabbos is not a time to wear tefillin, therefore Chazal allowed you to wear the tefillin in a way that you normally wear it, in the space that you normally wear it, and how many pairs can you get? Right, there you can get two pairs in that space, and that's why Rav Gamliel says you can get two, and the Tanakhama says you can get one. Okay, Shkoyach Goldar Avosai, we'll stop here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.